Hey, podcasters, welcome to another edition of Pickup Truck Plus SUV Talk. I'm your host, Master Dahl. Today, we have a great show for you. We have three special guests, all from aftermarket suppliers, heading to the SEMA show. Before we get to those, let's start with the news. We have a lot of great truck news happening this week and a few items that kind of want to talk about, kind of fired me up a little bit. First, we have from Sweden, the home of trucks, right? Yeah, I think so. Mercedes-Benz unveiled their new X-Class pickup. This is the new metric ton pickup they've been talking about, hinting about for a long time. It's a concept truck. They unveiled two versions of it. They have like an off-road version, and then they have like a city kind of version. The trucks are going to be based on a Nissan Navara platform. It's an NP300. That's the global pickup that Nissan builds. It is not the pickup in the U.S., the Frontier. That Navara pickup is going to be shorter. It's narrower and it's taller than U.S. pickups. It's also more sturdy. So, for example, the X-Class has a towing capacity of, estimated towing capacity of 7,000 pounds and payload about 2,000 pounds. It's in a diesel because most stuff overseas is diesel. When you look at like a Colorado, which is the, say, the U.S. version, it's a global version, but it's not like the, it's not like the overseas version. So we have two different ones. We have a, but they call them the same. The Chevy Colorado U.S. version, being very specific here, U.S. version tows 7,700 pounds and has a payload of 1,480. So the towing is kind of, you can make that go back and forth depending on your rear axle and how you set up the suspension. The payload is really about the frame. It's really about how much that truck is willing to handle. And you're looking at a difference of about 600 pounds, or 520, depending on how you do your math. That's a significant amount of weight difference. And so that frame that they're going to put on that Mercedes-Benz X-Class is going to be a lot more sturdy than a U.S. frame. It's going to have a harsher ride, because typically when you do a sturdier frame, you have a trade-off is a harsher ride. You can get around that with some suspension things that Mercedes-Benz probably is going to do from their driving dynamics of their cars. It's probably going to be one of the smoother riding metric ton pickups, but it's still going to be a more sturdy pickup than what you'll find in the U.S. because the reality is they don't do full-size pickups over there. So that metric ton truck has to fulfill both the mid-size customer's needs of like off-roading and taking a boat to the lake, as well as being a work truck and holding a lot of payload. It's going to have a 5-link coil suspension, which is similar to what the Ram Power Wagon and not Power Wagon, the Ram heavy duty trucks have. So that is going to give it that smoother ride. Take it back. I think the Power Wagon does come with a 5-link. So it's going to have a very smooth ride. Okay. So it's going to have a, that is going to be a trade-off between, it's going to squat a little bit more under load, but it's going to have the smoother ride. It's also going to have all-wheel drive. It's going to have their 4MATIC four-wheel drive system, which is just an all-wheel drive system. And it's going to have the signature Mercedes-Benz nose, that three airplane looking thing. It's a wild concept. Check out pickuptrucktalk.com to see photos of it. There's two concepts. The one that really got me was the urban version, because the urban version has LED lights, tail lights that are wrapped around a oval or a rounded rectangle along the tailgate. Okay. I don't know if that's going to work, but hey, you know, it's worth a shot. They're also going to do 22 inch wheels on that truck. So it's, I don't know. It's an interesting concept. I'm sure the final version will be a mix between the two. Mercedes-Benz is definitely getting out there with their pickup car. They called it the pickup car several times in their unveiling. I just kind of thought that was funny. So moving on from the overseas, it will not come to the U.S. It's not a U.S. pickup. The reason for that is it's all right. So I got in a discussion this week with another journalist about this. Here's the deal. There is a chicken tax in the U.S. So if you bring a vehicle over from overseas, you're going to run into a chicken tax, which is a 25% increase in, it's a tariff on the price of your vehicle. Okay, that's one part of it. So they'd have to build the truck in the U.S. to get around the chicken tax. They could build it in Mexico. Mexico, thanks to NAFTA, is an exclusionary country. However, they'd also need a new platform, because the Navara platform, it does not share the same platform, the Frontier. So they have to go back to Nissan, they have to borrow that platform again, and they have to modify it for the U.S. market. So they have to start from scratch all over again. New windshield, because the federal motor vehicle safety standards are different than the European safety standards. So you have new windshields, you have new seat belts, you have a bunch of new interior safety features, you have new crash tests. You have to change the diesel up quite a bit because the EPA regulations in the U.S. are different than the Euro 6 regulations. So literally you have a brand new truck. And so it's not so easy to bring that truck in the U.S. You can't just import it in because it doesn't match, or it won't pass any safety standards, won't pass any EPA exhaust standards. It's not an easy thing to do. So to build one truck for the entire market is a whole brand new vehicle. If you look back, you look at, like, that's why Toyota has the Hilux and they have the Tacoma. That's why VW the Amarok isn't coming to the U.S. because they'd have to build that in the U.S. There's a lot of problems with bringing a truck in the U.S. and this truck isn't just going to come to the U.S. It's got to be completely redone for our market. So get used to seeing it in probably 007 movies or European movies, if that's your fancy. Or when you go overseas, try to find one at the dealership and drive it around because it's not coming here. So moving on. So next week we have the SEMA show, and we all know that's a big show for lifted trucks, slam trucks, ridiculously modified trucks. I mean, 40-inch wheels. I mean, just a variety of weird stuff. LED lighting throughout, light bars. You have deep rear seat DVD players. The wildest trucks you can even imagine are going to be at the show. So Chevy has decided to bring a concept, which is what most manufacturers do. Most manufacturers team up with different companies. They build a concept truck. In the case of Chevy, they teamed up with Carhartt. It's a very well-known clothing brand. They make some really rugged gear. I actually own some. It's a fantastic clothing outfit. But that's about all they did. The Carhartt concept, in my view, doesn't really mirror what SEMA is. It's on the outside, they got some tow hooks, they put the Carhartt C on the side of the door, they put a toolbox in the back. About the only cool thing they did was they made the tonneau cover out of the Carhartt material. But doesn't have a lift, doesn't have big tires. It's got some off-road wheels to it. It's just boring compared to what the rest of SEMA is. It does have a single LED light bar, but that's in a grill. There's nothing on top of the cab. I've seen SEMA trucks with like four rows of LED lights on top of the cab, and they all have lifts. This has no lift at all. Inside, they use the Carhartt materials for the seat bolsters, for the armrests, and they laser etch the logo on the headrest. Yep, that's it. I just don't understand it. You know, this is basically a truck you could buy off a lot. I mean, that's literally what they're showing here. Is they're showing what could be another F-150 Harley Davidson kind of variety. But that's not what SEMA is. It just misses the complete concept of what that show is and how outrageous that show has become. So I wish them luck, but I really wonder why GMC and Chevy isn't reaching out to more consumers. The younger demographic. I mean, the ZH2 concept that I showed a couple weeks ago and I talked about on the program, that truck is still the hottest post I've ever written. It gets more clicks than anything else. So you know that people want to see this. People want to see Chevy do a really badass looking truck. This is not a badass looking truck. It's not. It's lame. They can do a better job. The other news item that I haven't written about yet, and I don't know if I'm kind of working on it. I'm not sure I'm going to. But I want to talk about it and kind of get your feedback. You can email me at tim@pickuptrucktalk.com. You reach out to me on Facebook on Pickup Truck Talk, and let me know what you think. The recent news is the IIHS, the Insurance Institute of Highway Safety, has a new test. It's got a headlights test. Okay, so it's testing headlights to see what the performance. Let me step back for just let you be aware that this headlights are mandated by the Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standards. So there are already government standards on headlight performance, but the IIHS decided to do additional testing, and they created a test in which all the trucks failed, all of them, all Nissan, Ford, Chevy, Toyota, except for the Honda Ridgeline passed in like I think one or two configurations. The majority of all the trucks failed, but that's the IIHS's job. The IIHS's job is to build tests, to push manufacturers to create more safety standards, to make them fail. We know this from previous news of the small overlap test where all manufacturers basically failed that test. And so what will happen is in the next year, the manufacturers will figure out the test. They'll test it on their own, and they'll make certain tweaks to their vehicle design to make sure they pass the test because they want the 5-star rating. That's all that's going to happen here. I'm currently researching because I wonder if HIDs are going to be a standard equipment now. These put out a ton of light, and I've seen some photos, and it really does make a big difference. I don't know if they should be mandatory because When you ever do anything mandatory safety-wise, all it does is increase the price of the vehicle. Manufacturers, you know, they'll just add more to the price. They're going to keep the same profit margin because they're in it for the business. So what do we end up doing? We end up paying for additional safety features that, you know, yes, in certain circumstances we do need, and certain times are good things, but it just makes us spend more. So that's the news. Let me know if you want me to cover that story. I'm not, like I said, I'm on the fence on that one. If you want to see it in print, or if you just want to hear more about it, give me an email at tim@pickuptrucktalk.com. Reach out to me on Facebook, Pickup Truck Talk. And we'll be right back with the first of our special guests. And we're back with Andy James from Airlift Load Support. He's out of, where are you out of, Andy? What office are you out of?
Our only office in Lansing, Michigan.
Oh, you're out in Michigan. What do you guys, let's talk to the audience. What do you guys make, and how does it work?
We make two different products. One of the products that we're talking about today is the load leveling product. And what it does is when you load your vehicle up, your truck, your van, your car, in certain applications, you can put air in it, and it will level the vehicle out, which is realigns your headlights and creates a safer driving condition.
Yeah, because we're really talking about squat, right? Because you put a bunch of weight in the back and it squats the truck so that the front end lifts up.
Yes.
And squats...
The front end doesn't necessarily lift up, but what will happen is the back will squat, which turns the headlights up. So okay. It creates the angle in the vehicle.
And that creates some stability issues, right? So if you're driving on the road with the load in the back there and you're not leveled... You're putting more wear and tear on the brakes, more wear and tear on the steering. It doesn't respond the same way.
Well, what happens typically if you're that heavily loaded? A lot of times your ride is really stiff because you're on the jounce bumper and you've got the springs compressed quite a bit. So the ride is rougher, so you're not getting the contact patch from basically the tire. Every time you hit a bump, you're in a stiff load, so the what you feel the tires are doing on the road, right? Mm. So if you're bouncing up and down a lot, the tires are getting that same patch. So when you put the air in the air springs and it picks it up, the ride will smooth out because the air springs are softer than the steel spring, and the safer condition is there because the tires aren't jumping off the road all the time. Like, well, you can feel the difference.
Okay. And how does that load leveling system really work? Is it sits on the frame in between the leaf springs and the bumper stops, or where's it go?
Sure. They're all different. It just depends on the application, and a lot of the applications we make multiple kits for. Typically, you know, to explain the general purpose of it, it will attach to the axle and to the frame, just like the leaf springs do or the coil spring, and it acts like it is an auxiliary spring.
Okay, and it's air. So you fill up with air. Is there like a is there an adapter for an air compressor on it, or do you have like a separate air compressor inside the truck?
We offer a bunch of different control system kits. So okay. There isn't anything vehicle specific per se. There's a lot of universal parts, basically, like on one of our wireless air kits. We give you a mount for the manifold that would swap our bolt or screw into a flat spot on the frame or the vehicle somewhere. Then there's a universal wire harness that's long enough to fit almost any vehicle, not necessarily a motorhome that's super long, but any pickup truck. And airline in the fittings that you can cut to length, and that would go in the application.
Okay. And go ahead.
So basically, if you order a bolt-in kit for a 2015 Chevy 1500 Silverado, that kit would be specific to that application. It would bolt in, and then the compressor system would be more of a universal that you have to adapt to it.
Okay. All right. What's kind of the price range for some of these load leveling systems? Like, what are we spending, say, on the Silverado kit you just mentioned?
Sure. Well, there's multiple different Silverado kits. Basically, from our product, the Dodge Ram 1500 is a great example. We fit that vehicle with every single product line that we sell, all the way down to our red cylinders, our Airlift 1000, which goes inside the coil springs, up to our Airlift Ultimate, World Lifter 5000 Ultimate product, which is a bellow-style rubber that goes outside the coil spring. Those are going to anywhere from right around $150 to $400.
Okay, so if you're towing a lot, this is a pretty inexpensive little add-on that makes it a lot safer.
Definitely, yeah. Just a quick story. I race dirt modified, and my first trailer, or my first truck and trailer, was 30 foot long, all that good stuff, and I did not have airbags on the truck, even though I worked there, for about 2 or 3 weeks. And by the time I got to the racetrack, I was wore out, and I had about an hour and a half trip to the racetrack every Saturday night. I was wore out, white knuckle driving the whole time. I get to the track, driving my race car was easier than driving the truck to the track, which is generally not the situation you want to deal with.
Right.
So I put airbags on the truck. I noticed the difference right away. And I was like, wow, this is awesome. You know, all of a sudden I can kind of drive. It was comfortable. And then I started playing with the pressure. And what I found on that particular application is I pumped the air up in the air springs to the point the truck was where it came from the factory. I was one-hand driving at that same point, not having to worry about anything. I was driving on the road completely normal. As if the trailer wasn't even there. So they make a huge difference of just the driver ease and how it operates and drives down the road.
And that's incredible because, you know, driver fatigue, something I talk about on this show quite a bit, it really can play a factor in your safety when you're out there driving on the roads. And you guys are doing more than just trucks. Like you said, it's SUVs, it's vans, it's RVs. You have the Ram Pro Master and Ford Transit kits as well.
Yeah, we've developed the Transit, the ProMaster, we've got the Sprinter kit. We just launched our 2017 Ford F-350 and F-250 kit.
Mm-hmm.
So those are shipping right now. We've got the new Nissan Titan XD kit launched. We did that in January, and we're not stopping. We're keeping going.
Yeah, you're constantly keeping up with new products coming out. So speaking of new products and new shows, are you guys going to be at SEMA next week? What do you guys got planned for the booth there?
We've got two new product lines that we're going to show at SEMA next week that I can't talk about until SEMA next week.
But they're going to be things that we're going to want to come check out?
I definitely want to take a look at them. If you watch the SEMA new products, one of them is entered for a new products award.
Okay.
And I'm very excited to get those out, and we should be shipping that particular application and those kit series in January.
Okay. And how do people find out more about Airlift? You got a website?
Yeah. www.airliftcompany.com.
And is everything for sale on the website, or do you have to do a third-party distributor?
We recommend going through our third-party distributors and our customers, all the way down installers, your local auto parts dealer or truck accessory store.
Okay. All right, sounds great. We'll look for your new stuff there at SEMA next week. And we'll be right back with more from Pickup Truck Plus SUV Talk. And we're back with more Pickup Truck Plus SUV Talk. I'm your host, Tim Estradol. Our next guest is Steve Gillis. He is the Director of New Business Development for Bolt Locks out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where it's deceptively warm right now, even though we're getting close to that winter time coming. So how's it going, Steve?
It's doing great, Tim. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for coming on the show. We're talking about Bolt Locks. If you haven't seen these products yet, you should try them out. I've had the experience of trying out several of the products. And they're kind of crazy. You put a key in, you turn it, and then all the other keys are keyed the same. How did you guys come up with this product?
Actually, it's kind of been a something in the lock industry that everybody's been after, being able to match up, an existing, and take a lock and match it up to an existing key has really been something that's that a lot of people have gone after. Technology-wise, our patent was issued in 2005 for the technology, and we've been very successful with it, especially in the aftermarket applications. Our products primarily are in the towing and trailering, and we work with your existing ignition key. It solves that age-old problem of lost keys. You know, everybody has a couple of padlocks and a couple of keys at home, and none of the keys work the padlocks you have left. So
right.
We've pretty much gotten through that, and the technology, it's a single time set with your ignition key, but once it's set, you can take and set as many locks as you'd like to that single key.
Yeah, and you got a whole range of products. I mean, you got the coupler pin locks, you have padlocks, you have, the hood lock for the Jeep Wrangler. It's just a variety of things.
Yep, and it's we also offer cable lock, another really, you know, versatile piece for around the towing and trailering, locking systems that people want to make sure things are secured. You know, you can use that around bikes. You can use it around any of your spare tires. We do have a very corrosion resistant lock. It is probably the best one in the industry. Solid stainless steel. We also are one of the largest producers of automotive locks and keys in the world. So we do work with GM, Ford, Chrysler, and so all of our locks have automotive corrosion resistance also. So they can really be used, in varying applications. So it's a wide range. We've been very successful adding new products every year.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's a lot of new changes going on with locks and automotive. I mean, we do a lot more push button start stop these days. And if you look in those key fobs, we do actually have a key in there, but that's got to be a new challenge for you guys as we move away from the ignition key.
Yep, and the way we see it, and what we've heard from our customers is that as people are even using less and less keys, they've got that fob, and there is a mechanical backup in each one of those. So, the one key solution that we bring is really even a better, is even more attractive to people with the push button starts, because they really don't want to carry any extra keys like you'd have for any of the other competing, padlocks or a receiver pin. So it's actually, we know what those key grooves are and what in the push button keys, those backup keys, and they do work with our products. So it's actually, while it looks like it could be detrimental, it's
right.
Actually turned out to be a real big plus for us, because people aren't carrying those giant key rings anymore.
I know that the janitor key rings are just they're no fun. You can put all your soccer keychain emblems, stuff like that these days. But really, I enjoy push button starts. I enjoy not having a big key poke through my pocket every time I sit in my truck, and having this feature and having it be able to work with these backup keys is gonna be fantastic. And so you're developing quite a few new products then that work with these new keys. Now, what's new with the locks? I see a lot of Jeep application stuff on your catalog. Where are we going with?
Yeah, a couple things new for 2017. The Super Duties will now utilize one of the side cut keys. The 16 F-150s started with that key, and now we'll see that in the Super Duty for this year in 2017 Super Duty. So another different style of key, more of a square key, little stronger shank, called really a high security key in the lock industry. If you're a lock freak like most of us here are, we're always looking at keys and looking at locks, which nobody, not a normal person would not do.
I haven't heard that term too many times.
So that's one of the new products that's coming out. So it's really an application of one of our current products. But then we're also we're coming out with an off vehicle coupler lock. And so this is something that you would put on a trailer that's sitting in a yard or sitting in the garage when it's not actually being towed. So, and we'll be introducing that at SEMA. That's one of our new products for SEMA. It utilizes our hitch pin lock and a hardened steel strap and set up there to protect not only the ball, but also the coupler side of it. So it goes on and it locks on there very, you know, very securely. So anytime that your trailer is sitting, it's still locked up and still secure, so somebody can't just pull up to it and pull it away.
Yeah, hook up and go. Yeah, I see all people around my area do all sorts of different contraptions to stop people from doing that. Everything from putting like bolts right through the coupler and just trying to stop people from stealing their trailers. Also, you're having a cool new vehicle at the SEMA show next week. You guys have this seriously locked and loaded Jeep Wrangler.
We were able to partner with Dave Deutsch on that, and it's an awesome looking Jeep. We'll be in the booth, and encourage everybody that's coming out to definitely stop by and check it out. Jeeps are one of our focus vehicles, heavily accessorized, due to the fact of security is a big deal for them, because obviously the Jeeps can be very wide open when you remove the hard tops.
Yeah.
And on the hood, so we offer a very wide variety of products targeted at the Jeep. We have spare tire locks, one of the few vehicles that actually has an externally mounted spare tire that's kind of sitting right in front of you to try and steal. And so we offer a spare tire lock that'll replace one of the lug nuts and our head, our security head from the pin lock snaps on there. We have an integrated JK hood lock, goes in underneath the grill, mounts to existing holes in there, so there's absolutely no drilling. We provide the entire kit to mount it, and that allows for the JK owner to have some security to the add some security to the hood, where typically the bungee straps on the sides can be loosened fairly easily. Very, very popular. Fits everything from a 2007 to current for all the Jeep JKs.
Yeah, actually, I was a really big fan of that high lift jack lock as well. I mean, those high lift jacks are used in all sorts of off-road applications. People have those things on like crazy, and they're not cheap jacks. And you guys have a special lock for that as well that locks it to the vehicle, because you can just walk up and take that right off and walk away with it.
Right. Typically mounted either in, across the hood or something like that. Ours is very unique in that it really utilizes two existing bolts that are in the A-pillar right on the front of the base of the windshield, and it will secure that high lift jack. It also works all the way back to 1997 on all the TJs and the JKs. And this was we won a new product of the year in off-road and RV last year at SEMA. So this is, it was voted as the number one product in that category last year. So we're very proud of that. Very high seller for us, been very popular. It mounts it vertically, so lifting the jack on and off is a little bit safer than trying to, you and a friend or you by yourself trying to sure. drag it across your hood. That's always a little risky. The nice thing about it is obviously, again, uses the Volt technology, so you don't need an extra key. You're going to use your ignition key for this, so there's no sense in carrying any extra keys. Always that convenient security is really the bottom line here.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen these products or tried these products, I encourage you to go out there and test them and try them. They're fantastic. You put your key in, you turn it, and you're done. I mean, it's simple, it's common sense, and it's a great application. Thanks for being on the show today, and good luck with your new products at SEMA next week, and we look forward to seeing the Jeep Wrangler at your booth.
All right, thank you very much, Tim.
And we'll be right back with more from Pickup Truck Plus SUV Talk. And we're back with more Pickup Truck Plus SUV Talk. I'm back to Master Dollar, your host. And our final guest on today's podcast is Garrett Grobbins. He is from Best Top. They're a manufacturer of Jeep soft top accessories. They're in Louisville, Colorado. Welcome to the show, Garrett.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me.
Sure. And so explain to our audience, what are you known for?
Well, without a doubt, we're known as the world's leading manufacturer of soft tops for Jeep Wranglers. But there's a whole slew of other things that we manufacture, a lot of Jeep and truck accessories. But without a doubt, we're most known for our soft tops for Jeeps.
Okay. And I was talking to Garrett before the show, and I didn't reference this. Maybe I should have. I have some experience with soft tops. I moved to Colorado with a 1998 Chevy Tracker. And this thing, I put all my stuff in the back of the soft top. Looked like a popcorn kernel went off in the back because all my stuff was poking through the sides. So I'm going to assume that soft tops are more durable these days than my old Tracker one.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And just for the record, we do keep a pretty decent inventory of all of those older Jeep model soft tops. So, in fact, I forget how many exactly, but we get a lot of people who contact us just wanting to spice up their old Jeeps. Really? Yeah, soft tops have come a long, long way, and we make ours in particular to last. And on our twill tops, we've got a lifetime warranty on those, and then on our black diamond and more traditional sailcloth materials, we'll cover those guys for about 5 years.
And are they thicker products these days? I know there was always concern with soft tops about somebody could take a knife and they could cut the top apart and break into your vehicle. Is there more security with them these days?
Well, with any soft top, without a doubt, it's going to be a little easier for somebody to break into a soft top as opposed to a hard top. And that risk is always going to exist. And that's actually why we also sell lock boxes that are custom sized for Jeeps. They fit into the center console, under the seat. They bolt right in. And not only does Best Top sell those, but one of our new sister companies, Tuffy Security Products, they've really written the book on security lock boxes. So whenever we're talking to somebody who likes our soft top and they raise that point, we always point out, well, you know, you can't be 100% secure with the soft top compared to hard top, but you should consider lockbox too.
Yeah, so you can give them like the complete solution then. You can give them the security aspect plus the fact they can take the top off in the summer and have a great time driving around. I've driven around the Jeep with the top off, and it is a lot of fun. What are your more popular products that you offer there? What kind of price range are the customers looking for?
Without a doubt, our most popular top is the Trek Top NX, and this is it's a full soft top, and it ranges in price from $600 on up to the $800 range, depending on the fabric that you choose. And most people know the Trek Top NX, which has been the market's leading soft top since 2012 when it first came out. Most people recognize it for its fast back style. It's got that slanted back. And as you probably know, people live to customize their Jeeps and give it that just really unique look. And that Trek Top NX delivers just that. It gives you that fast back slanted look in the back.
No, I've seen the pictures of it. It looks great. Definitely gives it more of a sporty feel than the solid flat back. It gives it more of that, I want to go Baja. I want to go
exactly
off-road.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And you guys do
Yeah, that's exactly it. And then we have two other really popular products, one that just launched this past spring, and that's called the Sunrider for Hardtop. And most JK owners, they've probably fidgeted with those front freedom panels, those panels that sit just over the front seats of the JK. And you take those off on a sunny day because you want that open air experience, and then to put them back on is a little bit of a production. Well, the Sunrider for Hardtop addresses that issue, and the Sunrider for Hardtop is a top that installs quite easily just over that freedom panel space. So you can take off your freedom panels, throw them into the corner of your garage to collect dust, and now you'll have a year-round solution to your need for open air. Convertible top that you can unlatch and open up in a matter of seconds at a stoplight or stop sign, and it's watertight, and it'll last you 12 months out of the year. The other product that I want to just make you guys aware of is our Trek Top Pro. And that Trek Top Pro is really designed for the person who wants to rock a soft top the entire year. In place of the more traditional soft windows, it has full-on glass windows on the side and in the back, and it even has a rear defroster.
Really? So you can have that soft top look when it's snowing or when it's like 10 degrees, and you still keep that look. And with the rear defroster, is it still basically acts like a hard top then?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So you get that soft top look, and you can still open those side panels to give yourself some open air, even on cold days. But you also have, call it the added security of glass.
Well, that's cool, and you guys are really expanding your business. You've now added Tuffy Security Products and Baja Lights.
Yeah, so Tuffy Security Products, these guys are based right down in Cortez, Colorado, and they joined the Best Top family of brands just here over the last 2 months, and we're super excited to work with these guys. And they are fully focused and dedicated on building security products for Jeeps, among other vehicles, too. And it's a neat story. The founder of Tuffy, actually, he got the inspiration for starting his company when he had a whole bunch of things stolen out of his Jeep. So he's like, well, this is obviously a problem, and there's a need for this. I got to address it. So he's one of us. He drives a Jeep, and he knows what it feels like, the frustration of having your belongings stolen. And he's dedicated his professional life toward addressing that need. And then there's Baja Designs, and these guys are just the real deal when it comes to super high-performance lighting. They really got their start in the off-roading racing scene. The Baja 1000 is one of those famous off-road races.
Right, right.
Obviously, you need, like, super highest performance possible in lighting for the events like that. And so the founder there, he innovated some just game-changing lighting and turned that into a really nice company. And we're grateful to welcome them into the Best Top family now, too.
And lights are really a hot item these days in aftermarket. I mean, we see them at trucks, we see them on Jeeps, you see these LED light bars. And speaking of hot items, I gotta talk about this Project Pink initiative. You guys are doing some charity work as well.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Thanks a lot for bringing that up. This is a brand new effort. It's called Project Pink, and we're introducing it at the upcoming SEMA trade show next week. It's going to go live on November 2nd. And it's think of it in terms of just a really mass-scale raffle, okay?
Okay.
And what we've done is we've created some custom pink soft tops, and one is it's for a two-door Jeep JK, and the other is for a four-door Jeep JK. One's a Trek Top Pro, and the other one is a Trek Top NX. And all that we're asking people to do is go online, and for a $3 donation, they are entered to win this these two super limited edition pink soft tops. I mean, and you'll see this pink Jeep roaming the trails around Moab and elsewhere around the country, and we're going to be showing off the pink Jeep on our Facebook page as well as at the SEMA trade show.
Yeah, you guys have actually quite the booth going on at the SEMA trade show next week. I was actually have a story up on pickuptrucktalk.com talking about you have four vehicles in the booth. You're going to have live MC talking about the different contests and giveaways. They're going to walk through the audience with new product features. You're going to interview off-road luminaries. You guys got a lot going on.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And so as the marketing guy here at Best Top and tightly involved in...
You haven't been busy at all. You've been relaxed.
Everyone's going to be talking about product, and we have a fantastic product story to share. But we're reminding ourselves at the end of the day, people work in this industry because they want to have fun, right? So how do we make our booth fun? And you rattled off a whole bunch of ways that we're doing exactly that. We'll have the MC. We're going to be showing lots of really cool product. But we're going to be also having a photo opportunity where people can have their photo taken in front of one of our newest Jeep builds, which I believe we're announcing the name of that Jeep today. But on the photo, then, you're going to be shown absolutely covered in mud as if you just came rolling off the trail at the end of just a really fun day out there, rock crawling and splashing around. So we're going to have a lot of fun with this because at the end of the day, that's what this industry should be all about.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's going to be a great photo opportunity. So how do people find more about your products? Are we going to go to beststop.com? Is that your main site?
Right. Yep. Beststop.com. That's where they can learn everything there is to know about our products. Then I would also suggest that people go to Tuffy Security Products as well as BajaDesigns.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
That's great. Thanks a lot for having me. me. I enjoyed it, and I look forward to the next time we can chat.
And that's going to do it for this week's episode of Pickup Truck Plus SUV Talk. I've been your host, Tim Estradol. Make sure you check us out on PickupTruckTalk.com. Check us out on iTunes and Pickup Truck Talk. And also check it on Facebook. Like our page. Be a fan. Share a comment. Do all those things we need you to do on Facebook to be popular these days. We're at Pickup Truck Talk. And we'll see you down the road.